My name is Manuel Acevedo, and I come from Chile, of the Universidad de Concepción. The primary goal of applying suitable nursery culture practice is to produce plant in stock capable of tolerating the stress. In nursery, the morphological measures are commonly used as a predictor for the field performance of the tree seedlings. However, the nutritional water availability manipulation effect on desired morphological attributes are still under discussion. Venezuela had more than 650,000 hectares of plantation, and the more important species there is Pinus caribea, with the 78%, and these seedlings are planting in soils on sites with several difficult, like low holding water capacity and low nutrient. So it's necessary to understand the critical characteristic for a plant for survival and growth. The objective of this work was determine the effect of nitrogen concentration and irrigation of the growing media on Pinus caribea seedling growth, morphology, and foliar nutrient levels. About the experimental design was a completely randomized design. The experimental units was a trial with 16 seedlings, and each experimental unit was replicated 4 times. About the nutritional and irrigation treatment, during the rapid growth phase, were different nitrogen concentration between 15 ppm of nitrogen to 300 ppm. The irrigation was maintained in 50% of the available water. In the next phase, the hardening phase, the treatment of nitrogen was, oh, sorry, was divided in 3 treatments. The first was exactly the same to the other. The second treatment, we reduced the irrigation to 50% of the well available water. And the last one, we reduced the fertilization. And this scheme was for each nitrogen concentration. The available water was monitoring by the way of the trail. The fertilization and irrigation were for immersion the trail in water when was irrigation, and in nutrient solution when was fertilization. The sequences of the application was irrigation, irrigation, and fertilization, irrigation, irrigation, and fertilization. During the old experiment. About the results, this graph shows the growth responses of the stem color diameter during the rapid growth phase. We can see that 2 months after the application of the nitrogen concentration, we can find a difference. At the end of the experiment, the major response were when we apply 200 ppm of nitrogen. And this response was exactly the same for stem length, biomass component, root, stem, and needles, and number of needles. About the biomass distribution at the end of the rabbit growth, the different nitrogen concentration had not a significant difference in the biomass distribution. About the hardening effect, this graph showed the relative increment of the collar diameter in response to the different treatment of hardening. And we can see that the major response was when we reduced the available water to 15% in the trail. About the this graph shows the evolution of foliage nitrogen concentration during the whole experiment. And we can see that during the rapid growth phase, all treatment of nitrogen increased the concentration in leaves. And in the hardening phase, all concentration fall, probably by the retranslocation of this element to other component. In conclusion, the maximum growth response and plant development was obtained at 200 ppm of concentration of growing media. The plant biomass component proportion, stem, foliage, and root, is not affected by the nutritional and irrigation treatment. The hardening treatment increased plant collar diameter when the irrigation was reduced. And the nitrogen concentration increased linearly during the stage of the rapid growth, but decreased after the hardening stage. Acknowledgement to Forestal Terranova in Venezuela. Thank you.
Any questions? Hardening, is that the bark or the needles, I guess, before they... Is the hardening referring to the needles?
Can you repeat, please, more slow?
Is the hardening referring to the actual needles or the whole plant?
The hardening... No,
what is the hardening stage? What is going on? You know, you have the rapid growth.
Uh-huh.
And then what is going on? Why do you do this hardening stage?
What happened in the hardening stage?
Why do you do a hardening stage?
Ah, why?
Yeah. Is that not I'm sorry. Hardening in the sense you're hardening the environment. When you do your greenhouse plants, you're hardening them off to the environment. Are you getting them ready to go plant out from the greenhouse into the field?
This experiment...
But the hardening, why do you harden the plants?
Oh, sorry, I don't understand. Rafael, can you help me?
To make them more resistant for when they go to the field,
yeah,
they will have better characteristics.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's what I understand.
We have time for more questions. Okay, if not...
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a question?
How they prepare the...
Yeah, what is the common practice before you transplant?
I think the preparing is very basic. And they don't use a weed control and just put the seed in the field. So this other part that they need work in the site preparation and all the things. But when... with this nursery culture, they have a very problem in the planting of the.
Yeah,
But this trial continued. Now, these plants are actually in field for the response of this treatment in nursery.
But there's no fertilizer added or each and every control.
In the field?
There's no fertilizer added?
No, fertilizer. But in field, this plant or this treatment or this seedling are with weed control and site preparation understand the performance in field.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you
very much.